Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's a nice stormy night out here in the Sierra Nevadas. This is John over at Ghost Rider Investigations here at Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. Got Kathy out there, and we just did this show kind of on a lark. I made a mistake and actually had thought I mentioned that the show would be on Saturday. And I got word through the grapevine that exists out there that there would be a... that folks were thinking I'd be on tonight. So lo and behold, I scheduled an hour. Had a lot of technical issues. The storm out here did a little damage on our internet, and I had I've resorted to using the our Skype phone to get in, because when I try to dial in on the computer Skype, I get this strange, wild tone that I don't think you guys would have liked that. So it's just going to be a talking show. I'm trying to get the chat back. We're having some trouble with chat here, so hopefully I'll be able to see chat come back in. But there we go. We got Bella Rose, Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes is there, and I'm not sure she's going to call in tonight. So if you happen to call in, Kathy, I'll sure love it. Anyway, so I am just sitting here kind of doing a wing it by the seat of my pants show. Taking a look here real quick at the paranormal news. So we're just going to do an hour of fun here and talking about, John said tomorrow night after Kathy and my show last night, LOL, it's the truth. And we see even guest 7760, good to see you out there, my friend. And all you lurkers out there, it's good to see you guys out there too. I don't see you, but I know you're out there. So hi to everybody. Yeah, we've been through quite a little deal here. It's funny, I was talking with Kathy, and she was saying that some of my little physical issues I've been going through might have been something to do with that earthquake that happened around here. And I could see some of that. You know, on the other hand, I'm also feeling a little bit of this cold that came on. Everybody out there I know is dropping with these colds, and it's most of our programming staff came down with it, and are in various stages of recovery. And my folks got it, so it's been something going around, the gift that keeps on giving. Definitely wash your hands and sneeze well. I often wonder, though, if ghosts get colds. Can they get a cold? I don't know. Do ghosts get diseases? Is there some such thing as a spiritual disease? I don't know. I'm sure there is. But anyway, I'm going to take a look here. And we got Dominica More. Hey, Dominica, good to see you. I'm on the Skype phone, so I probably sound a little different. I'm not on my normal setup, and so I'm just going to be talking it through. And I thought I'd just talk a little bit. There is a line coming in with a hand up. I think I see. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's good to see
Hello.
You. How are you doing? Good to have you on board here on my show. You are on the East Coast, and it's good to see you. I am on the West. We have peppers up here. Just can you say pickled peppers?
We got tacos over here.
Oh, we got tacos. Okay. So anyway, hey, Kathy,
you
stayed up late, and you're on with me. Thank you.
I couldn't leave you high and dry, bro.
Well, you know, it's funny, you and I were talking and about some of this spiritual stuff going on tonight, and I thought that would be a good roundabout show. And I had planned to play music for you guys, and unfortunately this technical glitch going on, I went to fire the computer up and the network wasn't even working, and it just all dropped away, and it was about 20 minutes of sheer desperation just to get the internet back. So I'm on the Skype phone, and I saw Dominica's Sensitives are sensitive too much. That's the truth. She got that right. It's good to be here, you know, and my voice is better and I'm coughing way less. So I'm on demand, and I just took the day off and just didn't think about it when I said that I'd do the show tonight. And, you know, I really meant I had an interview on for tomorrow night. So I'll be, I will be on with all my computer problems fixed by tomorrow. I think I know what this is. So it'll be a couple of adjustments here. You know, I do all the my own technical stuff. So, but anyway, you know, Kathy, I'll tell you, a lot of these things going on in the world today, you know, I think it is affecting a lot of people. The same way, I think we're all kind of feeling these. It's like you were saying the other day about the time speeding up. I mean, it just feels like everything's going way. Yeah, it just feels like everything's just going ultra kooky fast, and you're just not able to catch your breath from one thing to the next, and the amount of negative news coming in on the news channels and stuff like that. I get to the point where I look at the news and I want to slit my own throat, because if you pay attention to that stuff too much, I think it's bad for you.
Oh, I stay away from that.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I find I'm just gravitating to more positive stuff and trying to just watch things that are good for me, or just good old paranormal shows, you know. And I find hunting ghosts to be a lot more of a healthy activity than just staying, you know, watching TV of all things. I mean, it just seems more dangerous to let your mind be controlled by some of these people that really don't have your best interest at heart. You know, so I think the dead are a lot more interesting company than the news people.
Yeah, but you're doing it on a more positive aspect, you know, when you go ghost investigating.
You know, we do. And
instead of the news.
Yeah. Yeah, it's well, you know, the point is, I just internalized early that it was a good thing to try to help spirits, and I think that some of the audience out there who, you know, listen to this show and you know, are ghost hunters themselves, but a lot of you aren't. You know, you're interested in the topic, and it seems almost unapproachable to a lot of people, but. You know, you and I both at one time were in the same spot. You know, we didn't know anything, and we were just, you know, dipping our toe in the water and trying to figure this out. And, you know, we've made all the mistakes and continue to make mistakes. But I'm telling you, it's one of the most rewarding stuff, you know, to go out there and meet spirits and have experiences and see shadows and see ghosts in person and keep developing the abilities. And I think it's just something that's the more you do of it, the better you get, you know. And I feel like when you're around spirits, they do tax you. They tax your energies, and that's part of, I was kind of on a drunken thing last month with the amount of stuff I was doing, and I pushed it too far. But you can develop that tolerance. You have to push it to be able to go further. And I think that if you do take the time to, you know, get out there and test your abilities and keep pushing, and sure, you're going to go over the line sometimes, but then you'll know, okay, that's where my set point is. Now I got to work, you know, work more to get to the next level. But the stuff we're doing now, I mean, you know, I've really got this strong urge to help with more crossovers. And, you know, it's like you and I were talking about, too, about the education, you know, helping people see that the stuff is out there. It's more accessible than people think, and that they can do a lot of this for themselves. You're also thinking, too, about some of the trials and stuff coming on, the earth changes and the different things that are happening that people are going to need more, I don't know, faith, if you will. I mean, that there's going to be more, you're just going to need to develop an internal strength and that spirits and those sorts of things are going to be around to help us with that. But people will be on their own in some ways, too.
Yeah, because so many people I've talked to, I'd pretty much say 90% of the people are so connected to the earth that everything that goes on with the earth, whether it's an earthquake, a hurricane, or whatever, we're all so connected to it that we actually feel it before it even occurs. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I tend to think with this Haiti thing and all the strange stuff going on, the whole ring of fire, you know, constantly... these constant quakes out here. I mean, you were bringing it up yesterday, and I got thinking about it, and there had been, you know, some awfully good-sized jolts up in the north state, you know, 7.7 some odd that hit here a few weeks back out in the I think it was a 7-pointer, could have been a 6, 6.5. But when you get into those scales, there's a lot of energy difference, but still significant, even a 6. But there's just so much strange stuff going on. I often think that human thought patterns and human thought has a lot to do with some of the things that are happening with the Earth. It's almost being mirrored. And there's all this just anger that is going on at a lot of levels. And, people are mad at their own government. They're mad at what other people in the world have to say about us and we about them. And they're just mad in general. And it seems like somewhere along the line, something got lost, And about the only honest thing I found is spirits at this point. And some of the people I run into in my travels here on Block Talk and that kind of thing. But you get out there in the real world and meet some of the people out there that are, like you say, connected to the Earth, and that's it. They got a lot to learn when this stuff hits the fan, I mean, what do you think?
Hello?
You still there?
Yeah, I had a call. Sorry.
Oh, I heard a click there.
I thought it was my son.
Anyway, yeah, I was just saying about the changes and everything coming. A lot of people that are connected to the Earth are going to be not particularly equipped to deal with all this stuff that's coming. And, some of the people here, I've met a lot of people on Block Talk and in my travels doing ghost hunting and things like that that are, I think, fairly aware of what's happening around us. We sense some of these things coming, but even we don't really understand the full depth of whatever this is that's going to hit. But I mean, when you hear the U.S. government sitting here talking about, that for sure there's going to be a terrorist attack, here in the next 6 months, and they're saying that out loud, you get the feeling you're trying to prep us for something, So
I think they're trying to put us in a scare tactic. What do you think?
I think
in
that there's something
mode.
Big coming, but I think that underlying that there's probably something more that's going on, and I don't understand it. But I feel, it's funny, I remember in 2001, July of 2001, I was camped out in the Sierra Nevadas, and my aunt and I always would go fishing up there every year. She's a pretty tough lady. And family tradition, it used to be the whole family would go, and it just finally whittled down to it was her and me before her back finally went out and she couldn't do it anymore. But that was, that's basically where I got a lot of my training about, spirits and different things out there when I was a kid, because we ran into so much stuff out where we would go. But she was real psychic, and she told me, she said, something big's coming. And I said, what do you mean? She said, something terrible is going to happen probably on the East Coast. And sure enough, within 2 months we had 9/11.
Yeah.
And I agreed with her at that time. And I'm feeling the same way. I mean, I feel like this is even bigger than that.
I feel that too, but I don't feel what the government's trying to insinuate.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to spin it to their particular desires, because they've got this this endless war thing going on, and I'm in the business. I mean, I'm loyal. I mean, I really serve the country doing what I do, but at the same time, I'm not blind. I mean, I look at it and I think, well, how committed are they to winning this war, the stuff that we're into? And they seem to want to get out of it real quick. Okay, that's cool. Fine if you want to do that, but don't ignore our basic security here. And that's fine, but it's almost like there's something even bigger than that that goes way beyond even the U.S. government.
To all pull together and just overlook what they're talking about, because I get the feeling a lot of them are just, a lot of the higher-up militaries are just trying to encourage our minds into thinking their way, and I'm not going there with that one. I'm going by my own feelings, and my own feelings is what's occurring and what's getting ready to happen, and it's not anything they're saying.
Yeah, I think that people are going to be a lot more on their own when this stuff goes down, whatever this is, and,
But it's going to be worth all of us working together. It's not going to be anything that they are going to say where we're all going like chickens with our heads cut off.
No, I think Americans are pretty too much independent thinkers to be herded around. I think there'll be some hell to pay if that happens. But I do think that people need to at least take a look at some of what could happen and have their own little plan, have a go kit ready if you need to, go out the door quick. Have a place that you think you're going to be able to meet. If something goes down, family members know where to go to meet. Basic stuff like that. You can find out a lot of this stuff on simple, disaster recovery websites, things like that. Just start looking at this stuff with a different eye and read some of the stories of people who've been through some pretty shocking things, like down in Argentina when their economy collapsed. Some of the stuff that went down there was really pretty harsh, and but people made it through. They just like you said, they pulled together. And it was tough because there was robberies in the streets and people were doing whatever they could to make it work, and they did. And Argentina's coming back, but that was a tough thing for them. We've never seen anything like that in this country, and I just get a feeling though that there's it's like the other foot's dropping with it could be economy, it could be H1N1, it could be, who knows, asteroid hit us. I mean, but something is there and we're all feeling it. And I it's funny, most of the psychics I know are all saying the same thing. I mean, they just feel this thing. It's just like this big giant wave,
Yes, it is.
and yeah, and it's just.
Very overpowering, very overpowering.
And you got to wonder, I mean, the amount of psychic and paranormal activity that we're seeing, I wonder if it's so stirred up that that's why we're seeing so much of this stuff happening, to some degree, that there's a lot of ghosts out that are doing their thing because they sense the wave coming and they're going through it too. You
Well,
know, their
truly,
world is about to be rocked.
I've had this house so full of spirits that I've never moved any spirits on my own. And so I called on my angels, please move them on, because I can't do it. I don't know what to do. And they did. They helped them, but they constantly were coming for like 2 weeks solid straight on a horde of them. And I'd never seen so many spirits in my lifetime. And I've dealt with them all my life, but never in that capacity. And it was like, and I was saying, some of them I would ask, why do you feel the need to rush, to go? And they said, they didn't know. The other ones, they weren't allowed to say. So something's going on, but we're not allowed to know. But it's up to us between our angels and not them. But my angels did help
Yeah.
us move on.
It's funny, I've been reading the gal who does is the consultant for the Ghost Whisperer series,
Yeah, I know you're talking
Marianne
about.
Winkowski, I think is her name, and she's I'm not sure if it's Wisconsin or or actually Ohio, I think is where she's at, out in Ohio. Pretty interesting lady, Italian. Came from Italian background, and she's seen ghosts all her life, and basically was taught from an early age to help cross them over and all that. And she's got her definite opinions on ghosts and why they're around and what they do. And she's got this thing about saying that they really don't, they're not like a pet, they're not there to be kept around. Some know that they're some do know that they're dead and choose to stay and are not going to cross into the light no matter what you do. And okay, you can live with that, but for the most part, most
That
of them
was
do
then,
need
and this
that
is
help.
now. That was then, and
Yeah,
this is now.
but now it's like even since she's written that book, here you are, you're saying this thing about them, all basically jumping ship.
Yeah, they
And
are.
I just I don't know. I mean, what is your thought of it? What do you think this thing is that's coming? What's your just gut feel guess?
I just feel it's a battle. That's all I feel. I can feel a battle, and it's going to be a spiritual battle. And what kind of a spiritual battle? I don't know. I don't know if it's I don't feel it's a test for our spirituality. I feel it's a test. I don't even feel it's a test. I just feel it's a battle with the angels themselves.
You know, it's funny because do you think that there's a lot of this is happening because of a lack of belief in God at this point? And
I think there's the ones that love us and there's the ones that don't. And it has nothing to do with whether they're good or bad angels. It's just the fact that there's some that do and some that don't. And they're going to be battling, and we've got to be a part of that battle. And it's going to be hell on earth. It's going to be hell on earth.
Well.
And even the spirits themselves don't even want to stay on this earth. Even the ones that were not knowing how to go to the light, they were begging to find the light themselves, whether they've done bad or done good. I don't think we're going to see too many that we need to get EVPs from outside of just spirits and not ghosts. Ghosts are pretty much trying to make themselves obsolete of this earth realm.
Huh. It's funny because I don't know. I think that the ones that are stuck, they're probably, you're right, they're probably piping up and trying to get out of it the best they can. Some, there will be some that will stay around, but, and then of course you've got always, it's always like a pipeline. You've got the ones that are people dying that are going to be, during this battle and after, things are going to go back to somewhat normal whenever this comes to an end, whatever this does.
Spirits or the only ghosts I see that will ever be stuck here are the ones that are still in oblivion, that don't even know that they're dead. That would be the only ones I'd see still stuck here. The rest of them are the ones that have regretted or afraid to move on, and now they don't care. They want to move on. They want to go no matter what. They'll suffer the consequences.
Do you think that this will eventually, I mean, God, God cannot be evaded on all of this. I don't think that this is going to be allowed to just continue on. I mean, this is not going to be profitable to run around and just, kill everybody off. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah. I agree with you. God will not allow this, but so much longer. But I just have this, and all I can get of the feeling is just that there's going to be a battle. And it's not between good and bad. It's between the ones that like and don't like us.
And so you're saying angelic battle in its own right. I mean, these are, and then it will involve humans in some capacity too, right?
Right. And this is where I've been feeling that they need their people down here on Earth to help them out as far as helping them with the battles. I don't. It's hard to explain unless people can feel it. I have a hard time explaining it. I've been feeling it for a long time, but it's here and it's now and it's happening and I've seen it. And I'm not going to say this to too many. Only on your show will I do this.
Well, do you think that is the battle more in the realm of ideas where you have people being influenced to do good and bad things? And or are we going to be looking up in the sky and we're going to be seeing some, some bad angels attacking S-16s in the air with hammers? I mean, I'm still not quite sure.
We've always been influenced by our angels. It's what we choose, but they also help us on our paths. So in that aspect, we get to choose what we want to do and when we want to do it. But, hell, they make it difficult for us if we don't choose the right path on the path that they think is right for us. So it's hard to explain.
Do you think that some of the, for example, what's happening in Washington, D.C., with just how bad it's gotten in the, especially in the Congress, you see the sort of politics is going on, and it is definitely no longer, in my opinion, about the people of this country or what our interests are. They're playing to some larger game that's really not, basically they've kicked God out of the government and gone into this mode of.
The angels that don't like us.
Making a very cynical view.
The angels that don't like us or the entities that don't like us, do you think they really care if the government likes us or not? Because the government's pretty much playing their game and they're being So they're going on the influence of the ones that don't like us.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't really give a shit, you know? They don't really care.
Well, I wonder sometimes, though, that the amount of just sheer corruption going on, and this is both sides of the aisle. I'm not going to blame one party or another. It's just, you know, you see
it has nothing to do with party.
Yeah, it really is just about, you know, is there a sense of personal honor and a belief that that you're addressable to a higher power, you know, not only the people of the country, but to a higher power, i.e. God, and whatever you conceive that to be, you need to at least acknowledge a higher power that you're responsible to, you know, and that seems to be where things are falling out, and it's just bugging me, you know, to see the way it's going. And oh, I see Domenica is out there. Where's everybody at tonight? Hey, you know what, Domenica, it's just good to see we got some nice folks out there. I think we're just having a nice home chat here, fireside chat. You know, we'll get some good downloads, and you know, just having you here is great. You know, I mean, I wish I had the rest of the equipment up and running tonight, but you know, it's Kathy and me are chatting, and if you want to call in too, it'd be good to hear from you. But I think we're just having a kind of a family chat about what we think's coming, and that's what this show's turned into. It's just, but yeah, I think you're right. You know, Kathy, I think it's not so much that they're worried about the government, you know, because. But the government is acting like they've got the handle on everything, and that they think they're in charge. But
they've got the handle. They've got the handle on the ones that hate us. They've got the handle on that, but they're just peons. Are we peons to the ones that care about us? Yeah. Does it matter? Yeah, I think so. But me personally, I just look at it in a light aspect.
Yeah.
I don't really care what their disagreements or their arguments are. That's not my problem.
Yeah,
you know, I just deal with what I'm being told to do, and that's all I can do.
Do you think that after this is all over with, that things will go back to somewhat a pattern that we at least would recognize as being normal life?
No, I think we're going to see a beautiful world, but I won't see it. But I'm here to, and I feel this, I'm here to only carry on like a lot of us are, like you and a lot of us. Will we see that utopia? No, not in this body. We might see it in a serial way, but that's fine too. But at least we, as long as we keep our goodness going, to help others,
yeah.
And that's all I see. That's all I see. Yeah, and
well,
they kiss my butt on thinking I'm going on their side because I'll fight them every step of the way, but that's just me. What can I say?
That's how I am. I'm just trying to get through this every day, you know, and do the right things. And, you know, the paranormal is a lot of fun, and that's what we do, but a lot of the things that we're you know, we're about ultimately have a spiritual, you know, underpinning, especially, I mean, when I do run into these ghosts out there now, you know, that are asking, and they're being right up straight up front that they don't know how to cross themselves over, and they're asking bluntly to be crossed over. What's that?
I said, no, they don't, and yes, they do need to be crossed over.
And they're actually, you know, the ones I can't help right off the bat, I tell them what they need to do, where they need to go, which, you know, it's, you know, I've said it before on the show, is send them to the nearest funeral home and have them ask to ride on somebody else's light, which is perfectly legit. That works.
I love that.
Which, yeah, it was just, you know, it was so simple. I mean, the spirits I've gotten EVPs back from when I play that playback when I've said that, they're like, why didn't we think of that? You know, it's like, you can hear this, like, you know, thunk here on the forehead. What the heck? You know, but I mean, it makes perfect sense. I mean, that they would be able to do that. And
but have you been told this? Oh, why are you into this stuff? Because truly, it's a morbid thing, or it's an evil thing, or whatever. But I told him, I said, whatever your choice is, that's fine. Mine is, I'm doing this because I would love to be able to prove. Not only to myself, well, I've done proved it to myself years ago, that life does exist beyond death. And the point is They do want to communicate with us. They do want to let us know not to give up on this lifetime, to help others into believing it too. And that's the only reason why I love to do ghost investigations.
That's it
for
me too.
And to help others, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I'm noticing is, like, just the more I do this, the more I see spirit entities. Just had it today. I mean, we hadn't had much going on, and I was just thinking about it, and I've been looking at developing my abilities. And, you know, obviously I'm getting some help from the other side, because I looked out in the garden, and I was walking by, and I saw this spirit just go booking right by. You know, I just saw it, and when they move, you see them move. They move really, really fast.
Yes, very fast. They're,
yeah, and you see a blur, and you know, and I'm trying to get to the point where when I see them and blur, and then would you guys please stop so I could at least talk to you and look at you, you know? So I'm going to go out and start saying that now. It's like, hey, you know, it's real nice you can do that trick, but stop. You know, let's have a face-to-face. I mean, I'm big on the side-to-side view. Okay, maybe if you don't want me to look directly at you, I'll see you out of the side of my eye. You could just stand there, and I'll catch you. But I mean, it's just neat that this stuff, you know, the more you do this, the more you're able to, you know, pick up on them. And to me, it's an absolute fact of life now. It's a reality that I don't even question. And I'm not even in the mode of trying to prove it to anybody. I mean, if anybody wants to know that it's real, join us on an investigation. You know, get a simple recorder and go on 2 or 3 hunts with us, and you will come back convinced of the reality of this kind of thing, and that the afterlife is a very real thing, and it's part of our daily life.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think that some folks are so out of touch with spirit, just like you're saying, with the earth, you know, connection. They're so grounded in earth, they forget about that the other side is constantly, you know, trying to work with them, you know, and be it their guardian angels or their, you know, their guides, whatever you want to call that, and family members, you know, even family members come back and work with us and check up on us and want to be part of our lives, and friends that, you know, we've had through life. And I just think that it's just a darn shame that, you know, so many folks are so disconnected from that. And, you know, there's an increased awareness.
You notice how fast they move, right? I mean, they move like the blink of an eye, where a lot of times all you see is at the corner of your peripheral vision, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But the point, yeah, but doing that, they also speak that fast, and they like to all talk at one time. So that's where you go, one at a time, please. Please, one at a time.
Yeah, that's the truth. I mean, we've gotten that, and that's gotten to be an interesting thing. We end up with EVPs that blend into one another.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, we're going to be trying the new technique. I mean, I've got this H2 recorder, which is the 360 mic, that same model that, you know, Barry Fitzgerald uses out there on, you know, Ghost Hunters International. I've got one of these and have at it. Yeah. And I'm going to take this, and it's got a monitor mode on it. And I just learned from him on the show, on one of his shows on GHI. Show that he'd been using it in a monitor mode to hear spirits live. So we're going to take out on our next investigation. We have a case coming up in Pilot Hill that we have to run up and take a look at and see what's going on in this loft that a girl is reporting some activity in. And we're going to try to hear this live and direct our investigations that way. And it actually had two-way conversations, you know, using the equipment. Now, I'm clear audience. Sometimes I can hear them directly, you know, and you'll catch snatches of them saying things, but it's nice to have the equipment, too, to be able to do this. So we're going to pioneer this a little more and learn the technique and see how we can make it work for us. But I encourage people, you know, get out there and try things like this. You know, take a simple digital recorder and a pair of headphones and just go out in the field or go out into a haunted building and try it for yourself. You may very well find yourself having quite the experience having a conversation with a real life departed entity. But you know, you're right. I mean, with their sense of time, if I've learned anything, is their sense of time is so completely different than ours.
Okay.
You know, it's just like whatever this reality is that they're in it. They may remember their earthbound existence, and they have to work hard to be able to you know, understand and work with time in our world. And it, yeah, you're right. It helps to remind them that, hey, wait, slow down. We're not able to multiplex that way, you know.
And I was supposed to tell you something, but I can't tell you on air. So anyway.
Oh no.
Yeah,
well, hey,
I'm gonna take
20 seconds to do our station ID, and then we'll come right back here. Here, we'll be right back in just a second.
This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com.
Even when I resort to having to use the Skype phone only, I still have a few music items loaded up there and some of our bumpers. So, Blog Talk, thank you. You guys do great. But, yeah, I'm going to get the show fixed tomorrow. This computer just went nuts. I don't know what's going on, but, yeah. You know, it's always, you know, that's the thing is learning when you have adversity to see that as a good thing. And so when the computer does what it did today, I just go, well, all right, could I get mad? That's not going to do anything for me other than waste some of my life and energy and detract a few minutes from my life, you know, and drive me further to the grave faster, which, you know, sure, I know there's an afterlife, but am I in a hurry to get there? I don't think so. So, you know, I mean, people get really frustrated lately, and especially on the road, I see a lot of that. I see people getting really angry driving and, you know, using middle finger gestures and things like that, and it's just, you catch yourself, you know, getting mad at what people do. And then, you know, I drive this Mustang, but I pay it off in April, and I really just don't want to wreck it, you know. I've got this thing now. Maybe it's just getting older, but I just feel like driving it at a reasonable speed, not causing any trouble. I'm not looking for anything, and yet people still get weird.
Didn't have me where I was putting my finger up.
Oh, you were flipping
I'm
off?
Playing.
Oh my God, not
I'm
you. You're perfect. You don't do that kind of thing.
I love you. Oh, but there are. I love you, too.
Oh, my God.
Did you read what Dominica wrote? Oh, my God. Bahuna Berry Widows.
What's this here?
I don't even know what that
is. People don't believe a lot of stuff until it's part of their experience, and even then some don't believe. That's exactly right. You have to, you know I was growing up doing this stuff, but there's people I've met along the way who kind of came into it later in life, and it basically took a 2x4 over their head repeatedly to get their attention. And got a weird dream message last night saying Bahuna Berry Widows. Now, what is Bahuna Berry? I don't know. Now, are you recording this, Dominica? I mean, are you recording these dreams down? Now, I'm going to look up, just for fun, go out and use the old magic Google here. And let me see if we can find out what a Bahuna Berry is, because it sounds like something that you would get in South Africa, man. They had the Bahuna Berry sandwich, you know. It was good. Yes, it is very good. You don't harvest them before, you know. There is no such thing as a Bahuna Berry. A Bahuna Berry. All right. So let me try Bahuna Berry. Let's see if she. No, and let's try just Bahuna. Let's see if that's an actual word, because that's so. Urban Dictionary. Oh no, God! You wouldn't. Oh no! You know what this means?
No.
Large butt, big ass, nice behind.
So a big butt widow.
But it's nice. It looks nice. It's a Bahuna Berry. That's right. It's a Bahuna Berry, man. Dominica, what are you dreaming about? So you're saying a nice bedded widow? No.
Jeez. Oh, Dominica, she's perfect. So she has no big butt.
No. She's an absolute fox. I mean, I've seen her picture. Yeah, I've seen her in dreams.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. No, she wakes up and writes them down. Did writings like that for 8 years and made a logical book of the messages. So you got a database basically going. That's good. Night before it was 80 and 5. Tag RIFY, which is read. I don't know what RIFY means, and I'm a senior webmaster. I should know all these terms, but if you could tell me what RIFY means, Riffy. 80 and 5.
I don't even know what
5.
Tag is.
Yeah, that's like I have no clue what that means, but
or 80 and 5.
I don't know. 80 and 5. Well, there's Interstate 80 and I-5 are both highways out here. So if there's something going on with the earth changes, like we're talking about, and stuff going on, 80
oh,
and 5 pass right through this area where there's been the talk about that earthquake.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Who knows? Yeah, those are actually.
I found out it was 47 miles from Eureka.
Oh, out in the ocean?
Yeah. The earthquake was 47 miles on the fault line.
Yeah, that whole area, I mean, running all the way up to Cook Inlet, you know, up in Alaska. I actually flew up there in 1992. I was looking at a job on the Alyeska pipeline. My job would have been telemetry support. I would have been flying Prudhoe Bay back to Valdez and back repeatedly doing telemetry support missions for the pipeline, you know, putting in new communication systems and debugging things and stuff like that. And, I took and spent 3 days there and went, I'm not going to freeze to death for anybody. I was born in Texas. I'm coming back home. Screw this. I don't care that the money, I'm not going to die up there, you know. But what was interesting, though, is I got to see in Cook Inlet where the earthquake had happened there in 1963, and it was a 9.2 or 3, something like that. It was just huge, you know, and it looked like a giant had come in and taken their fist and just punched the land in, and it looked as fresh as it just happened. All these years later, it looked just as fresh. And there was actually, in the Cook Inlet, I looked out and saw a house that had still survived, that had sunk 15 feet in a matter of minutes. It was up on the coast, and suddenly it was down in the bay, and it's still there. At the time I was there, it was still out there, and it was so cold the wood had preserved, and it was just still, you know, a structure. But there was just it was just so immense to see how the land had depressed and cracked and deformed the way it had. And that no human being could ever, you know, match that kind of power. None of our technology could. That, you know, it's funny how people think we're all so all powerful, and then the Earth just like shows off like that and says, "I'm going to show you what really, how things really happen." You know, matter of fact, I mean, one of my my uncle was up there when that earthquake happened. He was in Cook Inlet doing similar type job. He was military, and he was doing changing out radio gear on an island out in Cook Inlet. And the ocean actually ran out of the bay, out of the Cook Inlet, when this happened. And they were on their radios calling for help because they knew the sea was going to come back in. And my uncle drew straws with this other guy because when the helicopter did come to get them, you know, the water was coming in, and they had to draw straws quick because there was only room for one of them on the helicopter. And so my uncle won, and he got on, and they rushed him to shore, went back as fast as they could to get the other guy, and the wave hit and took him out. So he was a casualty, this guy that lost the straw draw. So, you know, this earthquake stuff up there, they take it serious. I mean, you know, and everywhere you go in Alaska, it's angular and sharp, and, you know, there's always something trying to kill you out there. I mean, I swear to God, they have these things called frost heaves where you're driving your car and you have to look for these little teeny poles where there's a little red flag on it. And if you see that, you got to slow down because you're about to hit a frost heave. And what that means is the ground literally deforms, and ice shoves the ground up under the road, and you literally have these. It's like driving on ocean waves, you know, when you get into the frost heaves, and it's crazy. And you know, I had a few of them where I missed seeing that, and suddenly the car I was in was airborne. You know, and you learn to just take it slow. But you know, it's just people don't realize what can happen. And I actually talked to some of the people that went through the 60s quake when I was there, and all of downtown Anchorage was basically obliterated. And I mean, literally just gone. And, you know, Fourth Avenue was actually, had one side of Fourth Avenue was 6 feet higher than the other almost instantly. And so all that damage has been repaired. But if we have a quake like that hit here, I don't even want to think about it. It would be really bad.
Did you read what Blue wrote?
Where's that at?
Have you guys heard about all of the squids rushing to the surface waters up and down the California coast?
You know, I was looking at that. I mean, I heard that something about that, and I thought, that's unusual. Why would a bunch of squid do that? It's like a yet another Earth thing going on. I mean, I don't know what that is. Something spooked them, caused hundreds of them to come to the surface. And these usually are in far deeper water, and they're not easy to catch. And yet, some fishermen are pulling them up by the bucket load. And I don't know. I mean,
well, see, you've been sick. You've been sick for what, a week and a half now, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have been dropping with this cold. This cold came on, and it hit a lot of people. And most everybody I know.
You are in an affected area. You are in a place that will affect your your health. The best way to say it affects your health because you done had the earthquake off the coast, and everything is due to the water, and the water is very energetic. Y'all know that. I mean, you do ghost investigations, so you know water is the biggest energy grabber in the world. So, doing that, I'm getting the feeling that's what's making a lot of y'all sick, is because everything is occurring in that water.
Yeah, I just keep getting the feel that, it's just I don't know what this thing is. It's about to hit us. I mean, I feel like a geologic something
is
out there
that's
just waiting to crack off on us. But I mean, we went through the Reno earthquakes here. I mean, I'm just close enough to it that we were feeling those threes and fours. You would feel you'd be in your chair, and all of a sudden, whoomp, you'd hear a bam, and the building would just shake real quick. And and we didn't have it nearly as bad as they had over in Reno. Those things were hitting like year before last, and all up to the current moment. I just went out and reported an earthquake the other day. I was sitting in my chair, matter of fact, just getting ready for a show, and I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, just felt a big bang, and I ran out on the USGS site and reported it, because I like to file the reports because they like it when people actually say, yeah, I felt that, and I felt it out here at this location, and that gets entered into the data, so you can actually do that. But I don't know. Northern California, the last quake that I remember of any significance out here near Sacramento was the one I was in Roseville, where we went through a better than a six-pointer, and I was in a desk. I was in the elementary school. And the desk I was in was riding around for at least 30 seconds, maybe 45 seconds. We were literally being jumbled around the room. We couldn't get out of the chairs. It was just everybody was screaming, and the teacher was on the ground, and that's all I remember. And the school had some damage, but not badly. We were back up and running the next day. But I just don't think that people are really ready out here, despite all our preparations.
Does it really matter?
Well, it's funny when I did a lot of work down in Azusa, at our sister company down there for a long time. I would fly down and do, I worked, my boss was actually down there, so I'd fly down there, and they were doing satellite builds and things like that. We did a lot of work on various defense and, civilian satellites and propulsion systems. So I'd go down there, and it was interesting because you'd run along every 100 feet in the buildings down there, and there would be a trauma kit. There would be the name of the area coordinator. So if an earthquake hit, you'd have the name of that person you could call out to, and they would take charge. They were trained, and they had all that worked out. And, that was just everywhere you went, that's the way they think down there, in the Southland. Up here, it's not so much the issue. I mean, sure, we've got our laws that say, you're going to build to earthquake standards, but are we trained for this? I don't think so. Not at all. And in your part of the world, you're actually in a worse area than we are, if you really want to think about it. You've got the New Hebrides Fault not far from you.
Sure.
You know, that's out Tennessee area, and that's all, you know, here the ground is much softer because it's more, there's so many more fracture zones and things out here. The faults all kind of limit earthquakes' size and severity. You know, sure, they get big, but, you know, even though these are bad, in the 1850s, the New Hebrides Fault let go, and when that happened, there was 2 years of solid earthquakes. Well over 4,000 earthquakes occurred in that part of the world, and there were three large shocks that were 8.5 or better. You know, that they think killed, you know, 500 to 1,000 people at that time. But look at how many people are out there now. So whatever that thing does, if it lets go, you know, anytime, it's like every 150 to 300 years it lets go. And it really, you know, rocks that whole side of the country. So, you know, this, even though we might have our stuff out here, if that thing, you know, does its business, there's going to be damage on a scale that you can't even imagine, you know. And that's the one I would worry about more than even the quakes we have here. And I think a lot of people would be feeling it.
Can I say something? What's that? Can I say something on the fact that, back to y'all's ghost investigation, I've noticed anybody that does it for as many years as you and I have, the point is, doing this, whether you're a skeptic or not, you have gotten yourself to the point of being more susceptible to anything that the earth has to give us, you know, whether it's an earthquake or a hurricane or something that's getting ready to occur. We are more sensitive to the facts of what's getting ready to happen, because we do keep ourselves more open to possibilities.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think that that's why it's like, you know, and, you know, Blue Edge Radio out there, that's Renee. She's on my team, you know, out here. Very capable psychic, by the way. She does some great readings, Renee Martin. It's just, when you do this kind of work, it just, you're more susceptible, but I don't think I'd have it any other way. You know, we have paid a lot, like paid our dues to get to this point. And even though I'm, you know, this many years in, I've been doing this since I was 28.
Yeah, but you don't feel like you paid it because it's a passion.
Yeah, it's a passion, and yet I'm still feeling like I'm just walking.
A baby?
In the door, and still just all I've done is walk into the foyer. I mean, I'm still trying to appreciate the real, you know, what I'm really looking at here. But at least it's definitely, if anything, I've got an immense respect for what I'm seeing, because there's so much that we'll never know with the paranormal, that we'll never understand. And the only thing I can do is just walk in with my eyes wide open and go, wow, this is so neat. You know,
I
just hope
great?
I'm learning from it. It is. I mean, it's a miracle. That's the thing is I think that, you know, here you are. You're in a 13.75-billion-year-old universe. It's taken this long for intelligence out here to arise and come to the place it's at now. And you look back and you realize you're dealing with multiple species of intelligence that you've run into with your very own equipment. You've run into ghosts. You've run into you know, elementals. You've run into all kinds of stuff. And you just go, wow. And
does it really matter
more
if anybody believes you? Does it really matter if anybody believes you or not? No, not really.
I quit worrying about that. I've been more interested in how far can I take this, and how far can I do it safely, so that I can, and with a team that I'm working with, you know, with their interests, trying to make sure that they are safe, and not only that, but are able to take it forward on their own and to do these things ethically and responsibly. You know, I'm trying to be a good example for them too. And so far it's been just a lot of fun. You're right. It's a passion. There's just a love of the subject that,
because
it's
I've been
to
called
dominate.
Everything under the sun. You know, because of doing this, I've been called dealing with the devil, and this is evil, and you're going to hell, and everything else, and this is wrong, and you don't do this stuff, and you're whack, and I've been called everything under the sun, but right, and who cares? I'll get to the point where I don't care what they say.
Well,
what they do is their thing, what I do is my thing, and up yours, and hey, up mine too, whatever I like.
Yeah, I get the same thing at where I work. I mean, we have, you know, people who are definitely in the I'm so responsible crowd. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, you are unconventional, yes. You know, Thurston Howell III, yes. Gilligan. You know, it's like, I don't know. I just don't have time to worry about people like that. I mean, you know, when you get a call from somebody just like a friend of the family, and, you know, they're being haunted right now, and we've got to go out there and take a look at this thing and see what's going on. And you know it's a haunt because you were there the time before, and you got stuff growling at you. Okay, that's cool. You know, I don't really have time to worry about what some person is saying. You know, I just hope that if they are saying something, that they really call me some really great names, like, you know, I mean, in your case, you know, they're calling you all this stuff. I would really feel good if they called me a harlot. You know? Oh, really?
I've got someone that calls me madam. I said, oh, cool. Okay, I can deal with that.
Madam Harlot. Oh, yes, yes.
Madam Kathy. Okay, I can deal with that.
I don't know. I've had some people look at me and come up and say, yeah, how can you do that? And I go, it's easy. I put one to a foot in front of the other, and I hang my recorder out, and I see what the hell I catch. And how do you know it's not this and that? And I go, well, I don't know. I've ruled it out because I've gotten good at this stuff. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, she,
you know,
does, she doesn't ingest. She doesn't ingest, and I call her my lady in waiting. So that's fine. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I just think that I think that you know. I mean, this show's been really good tonight. I mean, we're coming up on the end here. We're down to about 3.5 minutes here.
Okay.
I just think that if anything, that, you know, talking about what we've been talking about on the show here, if you just think about, you know, realize that there's something happening out there that we don't understand yet. It's a huge shift, a huge pattern of some sort. Be just as prepared as you can be. Any consolation. I don't know how to get any more specific than that, but I think attitude is going to be everything in this, you know, and being able to be adaptable to whatever hits here. And if you can keep your eyes wide open and keep your heart in the right place, I think you're going to be fine. It's just this is some crazy stuff coming down, and people are going to get really weird, you know, and
yeah.
You're just going to have to accept that. It's just I don't know. I mean, I've seen stuff in the last year I never thought I'd see happen, and, you know, here it is. So
all I
just,
can say is get a cooler, put you some Pepsis in it, get you some bologna bread and cheese, and get your family together, make sure your truck runs good, and go.
Yeah, or, you know, if in my case, if I'm on target ground, I would just go to Rudy's Hideaway, order a beer, come outside and watch and wait for the big flashes to hit, because I won't have long to wait. You know, but
well,
that
you know,
would be,
y'all have always got a place to stay at my house. If y'all need to come, free of charge. I'll cook for
that's
y'all.
Yeah, well, I'll get the Learjet ready, no trouble.
Okie dokie.
But anyway, you know, let's see who we got. It's been, you know, we got some diehards out there. We got Renee over at Blue Edge Radio. I think she's on Wednesdays, and I don't remember what time, so if she wants to pop that out there, that's good.
Cool.
Dominica loves bologna sandwiches, by the way. Blue Edge is saying, amen, brother. Amen. So we got 90 seconds. So let's see. We got that Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes. She's got a great show. And she's on almost every day doing different shows with different people. So she's
and
cool.
You're
and
my
I'm
co-host on Thursday night.
Yep, so got that. And we got Dominica D'Amore. I love you, my darling. You keep coming on because we think you're cool. And guest 7760, you are a trooper. You came through. And all the lurkers out there, we know you're out there. We do.
That's
We've got that ability.
Bridges.
I can sense you. Yeah, so anyway, we are coming towards the end of it. Let's see. Any final things you got going on here? Miss Kathy?
No, I've got Nick tomorrow, and I've got Tina tomorrow night. So.
Okay, well, I've got a show tomorrow. I have one of our guests in, Linda Hilburn. We've had her on before, so I will be on tomorrow night. And we'll have the studio problems all fixed up by then, so you'll be able to see us out there. So with that said, we got 30 seconds left, and let's see. I'm going to do a little break love music. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off. Bye, everybody.
Who are you? Where do you come from? Are you listening to me? What do you want to do with your life?
I need to talk to you,
I want
to
rock.